This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has raised a record amount from Democratic Party donors in the 24 hours since Joe Biden stepped down from the White House race and offered her endorsement, her campaign said on Monday. Her campaign claimed the $81 million haul was the largest 24-hour raise in presidential history. The 59-year-old Harris swiftly secured the backing of a flood of Democrats after receiving Biden's endorsement on Sunday, including from state governors. California's Gavin Newsom and Pennsylvania's Josh Shapiro, both touted as top presidential contenders. One historian is looking back on the past 2 weeks as among the three most tumultuous periods in American politics, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
They call it a sucker punch.
Like a hit to the gut for the University of Virginia's Barbara Perry. Her only parallels, the early 1860s.
That was the worst time of upheaval in the United States.
With secession and civil war, a century later.
I shall not seek, and I will not accept. The nomination of my party.
Lyndon Johnson was essentially forced out of the 1968 race.
In that case, because of his unpopularity and probably unelectability.
Then the killings of Robert F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King Jr. Sagar Magani, Washington.
United States Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance on Monday said he thought President Joe Biden had no capacity for the presidency one day after the veteran Democrat announced his withdrawal from the 2024 race.
This is not okay, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot for 3.5 years take a guy who clearly didn't have the mental capacity to do the job.
Vance speaking in his hometown in Ohio just days after